The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life whatsoever. But the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, and if you can't laugh at some of those, then you're having some problems. All right, the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this show is over. We should be hoping that anyway. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't, if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I just love this answer. Why not? Right? Why not? Why not? Why not? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. And then never forget, I sound like a Muppet. That will help you too. Hey, we're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here we go. Here's the question we ask every Thursday, and we'll do so until the end of the year, until there is no more year left. We are asking this question. Are we expecting more in 2024? Not are we expecting more rain on our head? Are we expecting more dirt in our path? Are we expecting more trouble as we exist? No. We are asking this question. Are we expecting more of the kingdom of God in our lives? That is the question. Are we expecting more? Are we expecting the Lord to manifest his kingdom? Do we have a high level of expectation? Do we need to take our six that we have in faith and turn it upside down and make it a nine? That's the question that we're asking you right now. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob? Wow, what's that like? That's like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. Hope all is going well. Is everything going smoothly for you?
About 99%. The 1% is my car. The AC decided to not work, so a little steamy in my car right now.
So the AC went to be gone.
Yep.
All right, folks, you know what to be praying for Jammin' Jacob, because, you know, he's going to get a little bit of a break for a couple of days, but after that, the heat's coming back. Let's be aware. Keep in prayer. Jamma Jacob needs some help on his AC. That's something that's important, obviously. Look, we're going to try and keep this as simple as we can, as we often do, or attempt to do anyway. If you have got something going on in life, we're going to be praying for people. We're going to be praising the Lord. We're going to be sharing some teachings. We're going to do some Bible trivia. We're going to do a little bit of history. I'm going to tell some really bad jokes because I like to do it and it's fun. All that's going on. Here's the connect. If you want to reach out to us, you can do that by calling, okay? The number to call is 972-445-0770. Now, you can also text. So if you're in San Diego where it's 1136, or you're in Denver where it's 1236, or you're in Dallas where it's 136, or you're in Detroit where it's 236, you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
So you can text that. As well, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. A shout out to Pamela Edwards in San Diego. I hope you're listening, Pamela. I did get your phone call. Unfortunately, that was the call that went to my ad, the 214 number. That's the number you got to text. Just letting you know, we did get it. So here's the deal. People like to answer the trivia questions. People like to have things prayed for. They like to share praise reports. You have that opportunity. Do you have to do it brilliantly? No, it hasn't been done brilliantly since we started the show, but it is done in sincerity and to honor the Lord. That's what we're shooting for. We're trying to glorify the Lord, strengthen and bless one another, encourage one another. Why? Take a look around and then ask the question again. You think you know what's going on. And not only do we have bizarre stuff going on in all of the realms of media and academia and politics and Hollywood and everything goofy like that, there's also trials and moments of frustration that the believer goes through in the general process of living the Christian life. There is continual warfare against the enemy, against the worldly, and against the flesh. So there are times where we need help from one another. That's the prayer request time. We rejoice with one another. We weep with one another. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. You might say, well, you might have a different denomination. And I'll just say it this way, and then you can work with me through this process. There's 12 tribes in Israel. So did the tribe of Dan not connect to the tribe of Levites, even though they did different things and saw things differently because they were functioning different? No, they were all called Israel. Well, the body of Christ has got a lot of expanse to it. It's a very narrow gate in, but once you're in, you find out there's a very broad perspective on the body. What? Because the kneecap is not the nose. That's why. And the chin is not the toe. That's why. It's the body of Christ. Remember, there's different body parts. We all do it together. Our Heavenly Father, we are blood relatives through Jesus Christ. We drink of one Holy Spirit. Keeping it simple, if you've got a prayer request, let's pray about it. Let's ask the Lord. Let's petition the Lord. If the Lord is willing, the answer will be yes. You will get that request answered by God. Boy, isn't that cool. And by the way, people that say, well, we answer for God, they're I don't want to say they're idiots because that would be really rude. They're wrong. Although you could call them idiots, but that would be mean. So don't do that. They're just wrong. People say, well, the voice of the people is the voice of God. Wrong. That's 100% wrong. All those things are wrong. The Lord is continually responding to prayer, has been from the very beginning, and will continue to do so. Get that? Just keeping it easy. Additionally, if you got a praise report, you got to share.
You think I'm afraid?
I know, but that's where courage comes in. That's where faith comes in. Share it because it honors the Lord. It blesses you because it reinforces it for you. Plus, it blesses other people. Now, how important is that? Hearing that God is doing things? Hello! That makes us happy. So we have all those things going on. So we are going to open up with a word of prayer. So I want to pray for some of the people. And here's what we're going to be praying about. We're praying for people to have comfort. We had some responses to yesterday's show, and they need comfort. We have people that need help, general help in their lives. We have people that need victories over things they're struggling with and legal issues that we just need the Lord to be the just judge in the process. So we're going to pray for all of that, for all everybody. And yes, you are a part of it. And yes, God knows what the request is, even if I don't. I don't know everything. I don't know most things. I know so little. That's not even funny. But God knows everything. Everything. Every need you have. So let's bring it before the Lord and pray as a group. Let's do it and offer our faith together. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. We love you. We just worship you. Hallowed be thy name. Glory and honor unto you, King of the universe. We worship you. You are awesome. You fill our lungs with air. You give us life. We are unworthy of it. We do not deserve it. We deserve nothing from your hand. We receive it gladly, but deserve none of it. And we just come before you and petition you on behalf of the people in this audience, people that are really needing to have that extra comfort fighting against loneliness, people who are really struggling in their circumstance. They just need help, Father. Let them know you are with them and that you are helping them. There's people that need victory over things they keep struggling with, and they need help. They're not getting where they need to get to. They need divine touch. And, Lord, there's people that are facing legal issues. Well, nobody's praying, Lord, that anybody gets to take advantage of anybody. We're just praying for the right, righteous things to be done. And we're asking you to be everybody's advocate, defense attorney, and defend your people. And we are petitioning you. We're asking in supplication and in prayer, specific requests and general requests, and we're asking you to answer. Because when you answer prayer, the kingdom of heaven manifests in the lives of men and women and children. And we ask you to manifest your kingdom and glorify your name. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, that's the way we get it rolling. We're going to pray again in the other portion. We're going to be praying for my daughter. She's got stuff going on. We'll get to that in a little bit. But in the meantime, we are in the book of Jude. For those that are trying to figure it out, we are at verse 7. I'm going to teach on something that's tough to hear, but great to understand. We'll pick it up from verse 7, which we mentioned last week. Here's what it said. Was it last week? Maybe the week before. It doesn't matter. Here's what it says in verse 7. In verse 7, it says, in like manner, Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them who indulged in sexual immorality and pursued strange flesh are on display as examples of those who sustain the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same way these dreamers defile their bodies, reject authority, and slander glorious beings. Let's just understand a couple of things right off the bat. Sodom and Gomorrah, in like manner, are an example of how judgment comes. Let me say a few things. There's a couple of things I need to add into this, and I don't want people to miss it. So there is a whole group of people who are trying to use a theology that say that Sodom and Gomorrah's sin was inhospitality, and that's why they were in trouble. Rubbish. Ridiculous. Any professor who's ever said that is a false prophet, false teacher, period. Nothing else. This scripture makes it absolutely clear. Sodom and Gomorrah, because they were indulging in sexual immorality and pursuing strange flesh, are examples of those who sustain eternal judgment. Period.
Well, they weren't hospitable.
Well, then God would have done that to the entire world 15 million times over. I mean, are you kidding me? That's absurdity. But here's another thing I want to say. And that is, in our society, which is going nutsy cuckoo in this particular realm, many of us have relatives, children, family members who are stuck in this kind of deception. Do not give up hope. Do not quit believing, because as much as that stuff is going on, grace still abounds. And you might have a child that went wayward. Hey, guess what? The prodigal son went wayward. Back to daddy he came. It's a bottom line teaching, and that is this. Nobody's that far gone in that realm that they cannot be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So stop thinking, oh, it's just taking over. And yes, I know there are a lot of boasting. What's the big deal? Six colors in the flag for pride, seven in the rainbow from God. Never forget that. But here's the reality check. It's wrong. And it's not even the issue. I just want to say this because I have to. It's not even the issue that people struggle with it. People struggle with many sins on a regular basis. Here's the issue. The issue is that people get behind the sin and take pride in it. The very thing God despises when people stand in that attitude in defiance of God. It's amazing. They celebrate their rebellion and their pride. No flesh will glory before his presence. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29. But if you have somebody in that realm, you know somebody in that realm, you're connected to somebody in that realm, do not give up hope. If you have a wayward child that's not specifically in that realm, but is wayward, like a prodigal son that's gone off the family territory and gone into, you know, riotous living and wild living and doing crazy things, stop being in despair. Be in prayer. That's your answer. What do you mean, Dave? Well, if prayer stops the earth's rotation, raises the dead, gives sight to the blind, heals the deaf, helps the lame to talk, casts demons to the side, then I'm feeling pretty confident that that could rearrange somebody's thinking into right thinking. Pray. Don't be in despair. Be in prayer. Let the power of the kingdom of heaven prevail. Trust and believe. Have faith that pleases God. Use that faith and watch the power of God change lives. But be the person who stands in the gap. The reason that I'm passionate about that is because people just disregard. Oh, they're in the LGBTQRSTUDUVWXYZ group. Nobody is lost beyond what the Lord can reach. These people have not committed the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, so pull it back a notch. They are redeemable because the blood of Jesus can redeem them. Do you understand? But they were there before, and they can be there again. They'll not be the first person who denied Jesus after believing in Jesus. Just ask the Apostle Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. Wow. How's that for an open? I hope you're sitting down. You should be anyway. Here we go. Let's get to our first trivia question. Take a deep breath. The next section's a little more interesting. Yeah, I don't know about more interesting. More challenging, maybe. Here's your first trivia question. You have to fill in the blank. I'm going to give you the opportunity to do this. This is a very straightforward and easy one from Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16 says this, "For I am not ashamed of the... of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For I am not ashamed of the..." You got to fill in the gap. "I am not ashamed of the... of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Romans 1:16. And if you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. Boy, how do you do that? You just call. Isn't that fun? You call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. You're thinking, why? Why? Oh, there's so many reasons. First of all, there's 4,500 hours of podcasts, so that's a lot of stuff. There's a place to put a praise report or a prayer request. You can have it public or private. It's up to you. Nobody tracks you. Nobody knows any of that information that's going on. Additionally, there's access where you can purchase the latest book I wrote. Yes, I promote the book because I'm really bad at promoting my stuff. That's the fact. We make 97 cents a book. So if you get the ebook, it's $2.99 in cost. The print book is like $6.95 or $6.99. The audio book is $4.95, something like that. It's all the same. It's all right there. If you want the book and you cannot afford it, you send us an email, call, and give your information to Jacob, and I will get you a book. No cost, because that's really the commitment we have. Additionally, though, on the website is a place to give, and it's this simple.
We exist through the giving.
I don't know how else to say it. Giving, you know, I could just do a whole thing. The first time we were in San Diego, I want to point this out, was we were right at a teaching about giving, and then somebody wrote me this really nasty email about, all you're about is giving. And it's like, I hate talking about giving. But he just happened to catch the show that one time we were talking about it in depth. Like, oh, well, here's the bottom line. If you give, you give unto the Lord. And we're not giving you a whistle, a donut, or a Lamborghini. We'll give you a receipt at the end of the year, and you're helping us advance the ministry. That's it. You don't get anything else. We do have a scripture for it. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce, which means don't give God your leftovers. That's not cool. He doesn't give you his leftovers. Don't give him yours. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Jacob, I have an idea. Let's go swimming at the beach. Okay.
After hearing that, nuh-uh.
Nope, not today, Dave, not today. All right, somebody is on the line to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Rodney.
Hi, Rodney, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. I mean, we're in the middle of a move, so there's moments where it's not phenomenal. But now I'm at the studio, so I'm not having to deal with that.
Well, I've been there.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I walked in. I said to Jennifer, "I said I love moving," and then Jennifer goes, "Said nobody ever."
Well, brother, that was a great introduction, man. You just your spirit just hits me whenever you go through those. When it hits you like that, and you put it out there,
well,
that's wonderful.
That's a blessing, brother, and I'm glad that was a blessing for you. All right, I really am. I mean, it's really sometimes you just it's all by grace. Everything's by grace, grace by which we stand, man. That's all it is. All right, let me set the question up, and then you can answer it. So I'll set the whole thing up, and then you answer it. Here's what it says: For I am not ashamed of the blank. Of Christ, so you got to fill it in. I'm not ashamed of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. What is that missing word?
The gospel, the good news, the victory.
That is correct, Amado! One of the most wonderful passages. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Not us. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, which means you got to keep believing.
Amen. Amen. Rely on, trust in, and cling to.
That's it, man. I mean, that is your answer is him. And I'll tell you, I've been saying this for a while, and I think people are really starting to get it. And here it is. The answer is always more of him. That is always the answer.
Hey, like you say, we must decrease.
That's right. He must increase. We must, I mean, how beautiful is that? He must increase, we must decrease. That's what we want. That's what we breathe for, right?
Amen.
Amen. Excellent, excellent phone call. Superb job, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. See, isn't that fun? See, that's just, we just doing it, right? We're just, I mean, yeah. Okay. All right. So here's the dealios. That and so this is why I went on that. Yeah, some of you, what happened on there? You know, there's nothing wrong with proclaiming the truth. If you have itching ears, you'll hate this show. Okay, but if we proclaim the truth, we ought to proclaim all of the truth, not some of the truth, all of the counsel of God. And the truth of the matter is some things are wrong and some things are sinful. But the truth of the matter with that is there is redemption in Jesus Christ. That's the truth. And even if you're a Christian and you're still struggling with something, come to the Lord. Don't try and hide it. Here I am, Lord. Help me. That's what you do, okay? All right, so if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, you're in Detroit, you can go to hemustincrease.org and hit the Listen Live button. Anybody else, just hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.